أكبر الله 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 أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر خلق الخلق وأحصاهم عددا وكلهم آتيه يوم القيامة فردا الله أكبر عز ربنا سلطانا ومجدا وتعالى عظمة وحلما عنتت الوجوه لعظمته وخضعت الخلائق لقدرته الله أكبر ما ذكره الذاكرون والله أكبر ما هلل المهللون وكبر المكبرون الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا الله أكبر عدل ما أحرم الحجاج من الميقات وكلما لبى الملبون وزيد في الحسنات الله أكبر عدد ما دخل الحجاج مكة ومنى ومزدلفة وعرفات الله أكبر عدد ما طاف الطائفون بالبيت الحرام وعظموا الحرمات الله أكبر عدد من سعى بين الصفا والمروى من المراد والله أكبر عدد ما حلق الرؤوس تعظيما لرب البريات الحمد لله الذي سهل لعباده طريق العباد ويسر وتابع لهم مواسم الخيرات لتزداد أوقاتهم بالطاعات وتعمر الحمد لله عدد حجاج بيته المطهر وله الحمد أعظم من ذلك وأكثر الحمد لله على نعمه التي لا تحصر والشكر له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله وتأذن بالزيادة لمن شكر وأشهد أن الله لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ملك فقهر وتأذن بالزيادة لمن شكر وتوعد بالعباد من جحد وكفر بالعذاب من جحد وكفر تفرد بالخلق والتدبير وكل شيء عنده مقدر وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أدى الأمانة وأفضل من صلى وزكى وصام وحج واعتمر صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فاتقوا الله تعالى واشكروه على ما أنعم به عليكم من نعمة الدين الإسلام الذي أكمله لكم وأتم عليكم به النعمة ورضيه لكم دينا قال تعالى اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا دينكم يا عباد الله أعظم الأديان وأرسخها في العقول والأبدان محروس من الزيادة والنقصان ولن يقبل الله من أحد دينا سوى الإسلام قال تعالى ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال والذي نفس محمد بيده لا يسمع بي أحد من هذه الأمة يهودي ولا نصراني ثم يموت ولم يؤمن بالذي أرسلت به إلا كان من أصحاب النار أخرجه مسلم واعلموا أيها الناس أن البعد عن الدين هو الخسران وهو قرة عين الاستعمار دين الإسلام العظيم صالح لكل زمان ومكان مشتمل على حل لكل قضية سبقت أو حدث فتمسكوا بدينكم وعضوا عليه بالنواجد ففي ذلكم النصر والتمكين والهداية لكم في الدارين قال صلى الله عليه وسلم
تركت فيكم ما لم تضلوا بعده أبدا إن اعتصمت بهم كتاب إن اعتصمتم به كتاب الله. متفق عليه. أمة الإسلام من أعظم أركان الإسلام بعد الشهادتين إقام الصلاة، فمن أقامها فقد أقام الدين، ومن هدمها فقد هدم الدين، ولا حظ في الإسلام لمن ترك الصلاة. قال تعالى وأقيموا الصلاة، وقال سبحانه وحافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر، الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. لا سبحانه. Whatever is in the heavens and the earth pays tribute to Allah. He is the exalted in might, the wise. There is no deity save Allah, having no associate. He says in his glorious Quran in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17 or verse 17, Surah 17, verse 44, the translation, the meaning. The seven heavens and the earth and whatever is in them exalt him. And making tasbih. Tasbih and exalt him. And there is not a thing except that it exalts Allah by his praise. But you do not understand their way of exalting. Indeed, he is ever forbearing and forgiven. Surah Al-Isra. تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his family, his companions, and those who follow them in righteousness to the day of judgment. O Muslims, today is the day of celebration, a day of delight, a day of enjoyment, a time to show sincere obedience to Allah. It is the blessed Eid al-Adha, the celebration of the sacrifice, one of the greatest days to Allah, about which our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the greatest day in Allah's sight is the day of sacrifice. Eid in Islam are unique, for they come to bring joy to the Muslim, and having strived hard, for they have strived hard and succeeded in offering acts of worship. They also come to show some valuable occasion for us, an opportunity to thank Allah for his unfathomable pledge to forgive his believing servants. So today is the time for the great thankfulness and gratitude to Allah the Almighty, which has promised his servant to win to Hajj of those who increase acts of worship. For every act they do, pilgrims will have angels surrounding them and light shining on them, not to mention the limitless boundless they will get as recompense. Credit also goes to non-pilgrims, you and me. May Allah accept from us. تقبل الله منا ومنكم. By fasting the day of Arafah, which was yesterday, for great hope of Allah's forgiveness, satisfaction and guidance. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, there is no deity except Allah, Allahu Akbar. O believers, takbir, pronunciation of Allah is the greatest, is one of the Eid rituals with which Muslims would express their gratitude to their Lord for his favors on them on these blessed days and times. This is why our Prophet Muhammad recommended pronouncing takbir after each obligatory prayer since the day of Arafah until the sunset of the last days of Tashriq, which is the 11th, 12th, and 13th of Dhul Hijjah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. Dear Muslims, please remember that Eid days are moments for joy and celebration, but also for dhikr and takbir. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Abdullah ibn Hudayfa to Mina to convey his message. Do not fast these days, meaning the days of Eid, Eid al-Fitr wa Eid al-Adha, The fast is days. They are days of eating, drinking, and remembering Allah. On these days, it is also highly recommended to honor the ties of kinship. So I would highly recommend kindling the relationship between your parents and yourself, between yourself and your spouse, between your spouse and your children, and between family members near and far. It is highly recommended to honor ties of kinship, visit friends and neighbors, and shake hands with people. Not the opposite sex, of course, unless if it's your wife. By doing this, Muslims will be rewarded and have their sins removed. As far as the Prophet said, two Muslims will not meet and shake hands having their sins forgiven before they separate. What a beautiful religion we have if we apply it in our daily life. Just by two Muslims meeting each other and shaking their hand, they will be, their sins will be forgiven, inshallah. In this regard, Aisha, may Allah be satisfied with her also. O Allah, we ask your favor to render all of our days and make the best of our days, the best day when we meet you. O Allah, keep us in your care and protect us. May Allah help us to obey him and those he has ordained upon us to obey. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar Kabira, Alhamdulillahi Kathira. Allah praise is due to him. By his grace, good deeds and accomplished. I bear witness that there is no deity but Allah, having no associate, and I bear witness that our Prophet and Messenger, who were true to his promise, may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him. It was also the sunnah of the Prophet that he was advised during this day, the women as well. So my sincere advice to our sisters in Islam, you are half deen, meaning as a wife you are half deen, half of the religion. And you are, by raising the children, you're raising the whole generation, you're raising the whole nation. Do not be fooled by the media. Do not be fooled by the people who you are a joy to them and they want to take your dignity. Please keep your attire, your Muslim attire, that's your dignity. It will be foolish if you have a jewel and you just put it outside for any passerby to go ahead and take it. You are more than a jewel. You are more than a jewel. Allah preserve you. Allah protect you. That's why the hijab comes forth. The hijab comes as a preservation, as a modesty, as an honor, as an elevation. Not taking it away is a degradation. Is a sex object, no more, no less. And we know how it is in the media that portray that. So preserve that. Take care of the children. Take care of your offspring. And my advice to the man also, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I am the best to my family. So I advise myself or to everyone, help your wife cook, help your wife clean, help your wife in the chores of life. The Prophet, peace be upon him, he used to do so. And he is the greatest man that ever walked the earth. Why are we so arrogant today? Why are we so rude to our wives, to our spouse, that the media take on this and mislead many? So we have to go back to our Islam. It is the greatest religion. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. May Allah accept and may Allah forgive us. Jazakumullah khair.